And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys track team, Coach Wayne Folkers. And Coach, while you had one person competing at the Section 8A individual track and field meet, and that was McCody Weber. He competed in the pole vault, and he just missed placing. But how did he do today?
You know what? He's a freshman, number one, and like you said, he just missed out on placing. And when he got up to the 10-5 mark, he was ever so close of making that. And so, you know, I not only look at today's meet, but I kind of look throughout the season. And he's had a very good freshman season, and you know, proud of him for what he's done. And most people don't know he had hurt his ankle back in January, and so he's been kind of fighting that all season, and I've been taping him, and he goes out there and gets it out, and is, you know, still in the section meets, and you know, finishes ninth as a freshman, and there's what I think 5 or 6 seniors above him, and I mean, so he's going to be a force to be reckoned with next year.
Well, and to have the performance he had today, he had to be pretty happy with that.
Oh yeah, I think he's very happy with it, and we're happy with him. And you know, and at the same time, I besides, you know, we've got Riley Stroot, who has come on board. He's been with us, I think this is third year, former pole vaulter at Roseau, and then also out East Coast, the jumped collegiate, but he's been working with our vaulters, and he's done an amazing job and has really brought them along. And we've got some younger kids coming, working with kids. Kids love him, and you know, he's going to be part of our program for quite a while.
So, but overall, just a great season for, as you said, only a freshman, and pole vault usually, as you said, a senior-dominated event. And so to finish ninth as a freshman, that is a pretty outstanding finish.
Yeah, you know what? It's awesome finish for him. And, you know, everyone's looking forward to him the next 3 years and see what he can do.
Overall thoughts on the season this season?
You know what? We had small numbers this year, but the kids that we had worked hard, and you know, they came to practice every day, wanting to get better. And you know, I'll take all those kids all the time if they'll come to practice and work hard and improve consistently, which they did, because it just sets us up for the future.